كنت انا انت ريت جيمو من الزمن اللي بانك اشتي او مي دي سروا من الصبر يمشي خش كخش ما ما بي ممشي خش كخش ما من الشمايم يشكخ عشان يفش ابا اتشي شابه تابس مومنت It is impossible to receive Ashkocha Shleimo unless a person breaks the Tavis Moment, the desire for money. Who should be also Hoyle Stoka? To break Tavis Moment is only done through giving Stoka. Kisa Bezeri Kodesh, the Kodesh says, Lucho Nachis Leshaki Chanimut Libor. The Ruach comes down to quiet the heat of the heart, the fire in the person's heart. Ekad Nachis Rucho, and when this Ruach comes down, Libor Med Kabbalay Bechibzin and Igun and Liboy. So the heart receives it with the happiness, the simcha, the nigunim that the Levim play. Rabbi Yisrael teaches us very good. Shruchah is a bechina sedaka. Shruach is a diva. Shruach is a inyan of sedaka. That means a spirit of thankfulness. Want to give sedaka. On yodai mekaredin chanimus tayas moment. The shruach is mekared. It cools off the heat of the taiva of moment. Is a bechina kiv tzoy ruach negidim. Yitzah means to make botzi, to make less. Ruach negidim. Shiluach with ma'e tavas and a gizus v'ashir. Shiluach makes smaller, less than the taiva of wealth, the taiva of four riches. Niguna delivoi is a bechinas maso matan be'emuna. Niguna is a bechinas maso matan. Livoi, levium is smile. Kain is chesed and levi is din. Kain is human and levi is smile. And the smile is shivachavid. Maso matan of shivachavid. That means maso matan be'emuna. Shisomeach bechelte v'inios v'ashir. He's happy with what he has. He's not in a hurry to become rich. Ki ha-negino zeh ha-maso matan. Because negino is maso matan. Hashikosov su'u zimra usnu soif. Su'u usnu. Maso matan with negino. Chedvo is a shomeach bechelke. He's happy with his chedek. Zeh bechino is kintayda shemekashe chinun ha-leif maruach. Tayda's means to bind. Keshe. He binds the heat of the heart with this ruach, which cools off this heat. It's like Ketoras Yisamach Leif. Ketoras fills the heart with happiness. That means the kesher of the heart and this ruach. Zemachinas Yisimu Ketoras Biapecha. Yisimu Ketoras, this Ketoras, this ruach, will change the apecha of Shayyid. The Bechinas Ketoras are now, this bottle becomes bottle, Bechinas Bezeyas Apecha Techa Lechem. Comes bottle this. Is working, striving hard to make money. This is the revealing of Mashiach. Shazai is batel chendes hamoin. Because then Mashiach comes and the desire for money becomes bottle. Mashiach also begins, Mahu, that day Mashiach comes, Yashnech, Chodom, Sedli, the Kaspil, and Zohi. First, we'll throw away the foolishness, the idol worship of Kesav and Zohi, money. Zebachinas Ruach, Apeinu Mashiach Hashem. Ruach Akteinu Mashiach Hashem. Mashiach Hashem will take away, the Ruach of Mashiach will take away the Zeis HaPecha. Kol's man Shiesha, Avodah Zorah Zoi Shalom and Ba'ilon, Mechari Nach Ba'ilon. As long as there exists this Avodah Zorah of desire for money in the world, there is Chashon, Kas, and Dinam. V'kefi ha-bitl shel Avodah Zorah Zoi, according to how this Avodah Zorah of Paris Moment is Nispatl, Kei Nispatl Achari Nach Bechinas Ruach Ben Mashiach Hashem. To that extent, it's Nispatl Achari Nach. And the contrary you have, instead of Chalainah, which is Din, there is Nimshah, a Chesed in the world. Mashiach will bring Chesed instead of Din. When this Chesed is Niskale, when you have Chesed, then you also have Das, results in Das, which is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So it fits, Mashiach will come, you'll have Chesed, you'll have Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This Yemin is also to buy to build the Beis HaMikdash. That means Chesed, which will have Das, will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because he had Das, or Bechinas Bias, because Das, and you have Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Mishiesh by Daya, he lived as Bechinas Bialmov. The person has Das, like Bechinas was supposed to build. So therefore, this Chesed, which brings the Das, which will bring to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash will be, when Mashiach will come, we will then have, you Eis HaChesed, Mashiach and this Chesed, and he will bring Moad and Daya, we'll have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's a Shun. Zeh Bechina, says Galos HaTeyre Shalosed Lovay. This is the Bechina of revealing of the Teyre Shalosed Lovay. Teyre not we have now, but Teyre Hashem, Kmul Bezeri Kodesh. Shalosed Yizgala Eireisa the Tikos Timor. In the future, it will become this gala, the Sisrei Taita, that called Atiko Stimo, Taita's Atiko, which is Stimo, which is hidden, Sisrei Taita. Ike Kabbalah Taita Yidei HaSechel. That's the main Kabbalah Taita is through Sechel, Shehu Meshe Mashiach. Which is, the Sechel is the Bechina of Meshe Mashiach. Through Meshe Mashiach, through the Sechel, we can be in Kabbalah Taita. Meshe Kosev Ir Gibayim Ola Chacham. Kosev Gimishle says that Ir Gibayim Ola Chacham. Mishle Melech says, who would be the winner in a battle between Gibayim and a Chacham? Let's say a Gibayim is powerful and a Chacham has wisdom. If he had a battle between these two, which would be the winner? So he says, Igi Baidim Ala Chacham, that one Chacham entered into a city of many Gibayim, Ayudid Oizmif Techan, he brought down their fortress. He was able to defeat them. So Rashi Kodesh says that the Pshat is that Igi Baidim to Gibayim Kayach Oisei Dvorei. The Malachim are called Gibayim Kayach. Moshe Rabbeinu the Chacham went up to heaven to do battle against this Igi Baidim, and Ayudid Oizmif Techan, Shem Oizle Yamayitin. They took down the Taylor, which is called Oiz. He was able to be Ramshech as Tadish Kolais. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who brought this, who was able to receive, to get Kabbalah Satayr, was the Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Moshe Rabbeinu is the Inyav of Sechel. Umish Yeshlai Bechinas Moshe Mashiach, Yechol Kabbalah Satayr. Person has his Bechina Moshe Mashiach, Sechel, can be Kabbalah Satayr. Yechol Hamshech Havadas Hatayr, Lamed Shabbat Eilam. Hamshech Yehaz Satayr, Light of the Satayr, to teach others too. So a person who has Bechina Moshe Mashiach, Bechina Sechel, can receive the Torah. He can also be Mamshiach, the Horas of Torah, to teach it to other people. He is Galus HaTorah, Bo Miyichudo LeKudsha B'Nechosh Kentei. He is Galus HaTorah, to reveal the Torah, comes from a Yichudsha B'Nechosh Kentei. Kama Shekosu Shema B'Nei Musar Avicho, Galti Zeresh Torah Simecha. The Zorik HaTorah Avicho Do Kudsha B'Nechosh Kentei. The Yimecha Do Kessis Yisrael, the Shechina. That the Yichud Av Avicho V'Yimecha, is his Kabbalah Satayra. Then Shema B'nei. Then you will have the, you will learn, the Bishamei, you will understand, you will receive the Kabbalah Satayra. The Yichudom, Al Yedei Ha'olas Nefoshes Yisrael, Uchines Mayin Ukvin. Yichud, the Kuchim Yichud Shkente is through Ha'olas Bimale Nefoshes Yisrael, in a Bechina of Mayin Ukvin. Because in order to have a Yichud L'mala, you have to have the same thing as L'mata. Yichud L'mala, we know a Klal, as Eri Kodesh says, that the Yisrael de L'sata, there follows automatically Yisrus of the Eliela. Nosata means you have to have the Yisrus of the Nukva in order to have Yisrus of the Dukhra, of the Zohar. You have to have a Yisrus of the Nukva, which means that the Mayan Nukvin, the Mayan of the Nukvin, have to come before the Mayan Dukhvin. When you have the Mayan Nukvin, then it brings automatically Yisrus of the Eliela, the Mayan Dukhra, and that's called the Zivik, that's called the Yichud together. Now, in order to have the Mayan Nukvin, the Eibishter created the world, that's got to come from Yisrus de L'Sata Mamish. But the Lamata here, when there is something done, certain types of mitzvahs, and that's Mal and Mayan Nukvin L'Shechina, when the Shechina has the Mayan Nukvin, then it brings the Mayan Nukvin the Dukhra of Kudsh B'Rech, Kavyal Kudsh B'Rech HaShkentei, and that brings about the Yichud. So this Ha'olos Mayan Nukvin, the Lamata means, through being Mal and Nefoshis Yisrael, the Bechina's Mayan Nukvin. The Chochom, Yochalikach and Nefoshis V'Ha'olosan, Bechina's Mayan Nukvin. Chacham has this power, this yediyah, this seichel, to take the nefoshes Yisrael, to be mala them, and the bechinas mayinuk, the bechinas by keach nefoshes chacham, and the chacham knows how to take the nefoshes be mala them. By the yichud hazeh, noila da teira, through this yichud there is noila da teira, the yichud brings to leida. What's to leida? The heoris of teira, which is noila. Okisha oila hachacham imen nefoshes, the bechinas yigibayim ala chacham. Oh, so the chacham goes up, this ala chacham, with yigibayim, with the nefoshes Yisrael, he is mighty than the leader of what? That's the Torah, the Shehoras HaTorah. Now what is meant by being Maladis Nefoshes? Rabbi Nadal says, Nefesh is the Bechina of Rotzen. Nefesh is the Bechina of Rotzen. Shekol Eilu B'nei Odom HaBoim L'Chacham HaDoyer. All these people who come to the Chacham HaDoyer. Kol Echad V'yechad Yeshlei Ezehu Rotzen. Each person has a type of Rotzen, a will, a desire. Yeah, tzaddik lekeach kol haritzaynis v'olei mohem. The tzaddik takes all these ritzaynis, all their wills, and goes up with them. Yachakach v'yered oiz meftecha, and then he comes down with the oras haTorah. V'chinas v'achayus rotzoy v'shoyv. Rotzoy v'shoyv means going up, v'shoyv and coming back. Rotzoy v'aliyus and afoshos goes up with the nefoshes, with the detzinos, v'shayiv b'chazoros and nefoshes and miskalos ha'teira. Comes back with these nefoshes, with these detzinos, but now with miskalos ha'teira. Zeh shemuva v'tikun is a kodesh, rotzoi to nuri, malach nuri, that's b'gimatia malach nuri, v'shayiv do malach nemtes salaponim, it's b'gimatia malach nemtes. Menadol says nuri, malach nuri, do nur doluk, that's the neir dolok, that's the chamimus halev, the chamimus taivas moment, but the chamimus of the heat, of the desire for money. And v'shoiv do malach memtes sar haponim. The ihu roshim b'shem Moshe the ihu Mashiach. V'shoiv is, he comes back, who? That's the Rosh Tevis Malcolm Tess sat upon him is Moshe Rabbeinu, he is Mashiach, Shehu Ruach Apeinu, he is the Ruach Apeinu, Shayadonis Shakech HaChemimus. Through him, the Chemimus is Mishakech, is quieted. Shekocha, Gimatria Moshe. Shekocha, it's in here, Shakech, also, to be Mishakech, the quiet dance, but Gimatria Moshe, Ashriyam Shekochaloi, they have Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishakech, the Rotzen. He's Meshakech, he quiets down the desire for Amedazora of Kesev Ezov. Rotzoi do Rotzoin, Shehu HaNefesh. Again, Rotzoi is the Rotzoin. We said that the Rotzoin is on Nur Doluk. That's the Rotzoin of desire, which the Tzadik goes up with. But Shoev de Meshe Shemekabal Teira. And Shoev, that's Meshe Ben, that's Mekabal Teira. A little bit more beer on the Tumah Lachem. Rotzoi Veshoev. Nachman Chigenizal says that Rotzoi Begimatria Malach Nuriel. That's also Begimatria Rimain. Recall the Gemara in Chagiga that Meir Rimain Motza, that Meir learned from Ache. So you want to talk that Meir learned from Ache, now I learn from one who's lacks Emunah. The Gemara answered that Meir Rimain Motza, Kliposai Zorak Techa Yochal. The Meir found a Rimain. And he threw away the shell, the outer cover. He ate only the teichai, the inside, which means the teir itself. So that's Rotzoi Begimatria Rimain, with the kovel. And the Zayi Kodesh says too, that Malach Mem Tes is also has the word Rimain in it, plus the two Tes, Tat Rimain, the name of the Malach Mem Tes. He says that how could the Malach Nuriel have in it Don Nur Dolak Hamimus a moment? That's the Inyan of Rimain Motza. He has in him the possibility of Hamimus Hayetze. Vashoiv, Malach Mem Tes, which is the Etadas Toivora. He's the one who is that the Kaycha Bechira, he chooses the good. Malach Mem Tes has Rimain too, but he is Metahir this Rimain. He's mechalik between the two. So you have the rimain tat is mati chai. That's the chiyus rotsev shayv. Chai. That's the sitter the chai and sitter the meisah. So the malach tes is a shayv. He brings it back the taro and he brings chiyus into this. The rimain is metayev. That's rimain motzo and teichay ochal. Malach tes is metayev a shayv the meisah. The kaiach meisah abenu was also the gematria of malach tes. The rosh tevis tes sar upon him. So that's Shekocha, that he's Meshakiach Techamimus. He's Metaher, and he brings out the good from this Tzevara. Menadol says further, V'ayideyam Shachas HaTayra, Nimshach HaShkocha. Now, so we have so far that the Chacham is Mala the Nefoshes, the Ritzoinos, and with that he is Mala Mayinukhin, and then he brings back down, V'ayid Eiz Meftecha, there is Noila the Heoros HaTayra. Benazal says, "Why the Hashkachas Atayim and Hashkacha? That through the Hashkachas Atayim, Mo Mala. So he brings the Hashkacha of Hashem on the Jews. Ki Atayim, he tans tamim the kudes taganesius. The Torah is divided into these four halakim. Shehem class gavin in the einel ubas ayin. Torah Kodesh is the class gavin, three colors of the eye. The bas ayin, the center of the eye itself. Zeh shemascheles Atayim bebereishis. This is what Atayim begins with the." Word Bereshis, the Tikkun HaZeh says Tamon Roshei, Tamon Bas. In the word Bereshis you have Roshei, the word Roshei, and Bas. Those two words are a combination of Bereshis. Roshei, Elu Roshei, Beis Avaisam, it's the Avais HaKadoshim, Sheha Avais Heim, Klas Gavin, the Eina. They have the Klas Gavin, the Eina, that's the Chesed, Gemara Teferes. Taman Bas, Do Bas Ayin. Bas Ayin means the Kach of the Eye of Hashgacha. Nimtza Kishe Chacham Mevi Teide Kanal. The Chacham brings a Teide with him. Nimtza, he brings what? The Teide, the four Chalakim of the Teide, which are the class Gavna, the Eno of Bas Ayin. Nimtza Kishe Chacham Mevi Teide Kanal. Nimtza Shem Mevi Kayach Hara Ois Shem Hashgacha Shem Esborach Aleinu. He brings the Kayach of Sight, the Kayach of the Hashgacha of Hashem Esborach on us, to us. B'chol Echot Gefi Kiruvai Elah Teide Akein Hashgacha of Hashem Esborach Aleinu. Each person, according to how close he is to the Torah, that's how much he has the Ashkoch of Hashem upon him. Because that's the nature of the eyes, the power of sight. Ika koyach of the eyes, because the main power of sight is Machma Shemakeh Bedover Hanira. Because the sight strikes against the thing that is being seen. The Chayzer HaKoyach of the eyes, Machma Shemakeh Bedover. And the power of sight which strikes this thing bounces back, right back to the eyes. And it's tayed hadovar anele beinayim. And this thing takes form, this thing that is seen takes form in a person's eyes. And then he's able to see it. The osa inayim raim sedovar anele. Then the eyes are able to see that which is seen. Ki hari eyes, maybe it's double sech inayim, because the sight brings back, so this bounces back, the sight waves, brings it back into the eyes. Aval kisha hadovar anele hu rachayk, but when the thing that is to be seen is far away, then before the power of sight reaches this thing which is to be seen, it's got to travel a distance. So the power of a person's sight becomes spread, becomes hazy, and it becomes spoiled in the middle of it by the air, the distance. So by the time it reaches a thing, it doesn't reach it with strength, with power, it doesn't strike it. This thing which is to be seen cannot return to the eye because there is no power, there's no bounce back, there's no kaya chayza. The oz ain ha'inayim rayin, and the eyes cannot see. It's a simple explanation why we cannot see a thing from a distance, because by the time our eyes look at it, by the time the sight reaches it, the power of the sight has already become dissipated. It doesn't hit the thing strongly enough to bounce back to our eyes. Because the main power of seeing is through the striking it and the bouncing back. This is our tefillah to Hashem. Shuvno habet mishamayim riei. That this habota, this looking from heaven upon us, shuvno shall return to you, riei, then you'll see us clearly. Sheyoshuv habota shmabet mishamayim aleinu. That this looking, this staring, this gazing upon us that comes from heaven, should return. Yoshua yirei ha'akor. To return through the fact that it strikes us. Yoshua Yosli, you know, this the sight should return back to the eyes of Hashem, the Oz Uri A, then he'll be able to see us clearly. Because the seeing is through the return of the sight waves after strike. Zebachinas Yachayas Rotsevashaiv. Yachayas Haino Hataida Shehi Achayim. Chayas means a Taida, which is the Chayim, Eis Chayim, Rotsevachinas Haboto Me Elo Asata. That's the looking from above to below. The Ashkoch of Hashem to below to us. Shayv means that it strikes the thing which is to be seen. And it returns back to the eyes. And there it takes form of the eyes. It becomes clear. Because the eyes are like the clear mirror. And everything that stands in front of them is seen, is mirrored, is pictured in them. Because through the fact that we are close to the Torah, we are close to this Bas Ayin, to this Gimul Bas Gavna Bas Ayin. Because we are close to the power of sight, it turns back to the Yashal Mala. And it's Snoim and it's Taidim and Achamina. So we are seen and we take form at his eyes. Avol ha'akum, but the goyim achma shehem lechaikim yater, because they are far from the Torah Akdash, shehem lechaikim yashkachos, they are far from Ashkach Hashem. Ashkachos, they magi aleim yako, and the Ashkach doesn't reach them with a power where it could strike, so it can't bounce back. Nimtz Ashkachos, the shalakum, chatzi harayz, b'chin es lotzoi. The result is that the Ashkach on the goyim is only with half a power of sight, with half an eye, it has this. B'chin es lotzoi alone, without the shayv. It doesn't come back, it doesn't bounce back. Upon us who are close to the Torah, which means close to the Ashkocha, the Ashkocha is complete.
Zeh b'chinas tikuno de merkafto ilo, merkafto tator.
Das sind ja aber Tikkun, der Mekovo, Ilo, der Mekovo, Halyoino, Mekovo, Tachtoino. Das sind ja Teure und Nefesh. Schei der Jachochum, like Shilakeach, an Afosho, es ist der Jachochum, wo teigst an Afosho, es wie Eulo, im Mohem, wie er des Mutecho, es takno, schnee Mekovo ist. And he goes up with them, he comes down with the Teure, so both Mekovois are in a stocking, are perfected. Yesh Abachayus, Bechinas, Nefesh, Bekise, Yesh Abachayus. There are four chayas in the bechina of nefesh. That's the mekavo, tato, and there's the kisei and the yeshiva la kisei. That's the mekavo, the kisei, the mekavo, and the yeshiva la kisei. What are the four chayas in the nefesh? The four chayas are Aryeh, Shoer, Nesher, Odom. Aryeh, the bechina's nefesh, the Aryeh, the bechina's nefesh, the bechina's orisi, moiri, and besomi. Orisi means I gathered, moiri, and besomi is different kinds of besomi. Mighty is a bechinas moras nefesh, the bitterness of the soul. Bechinas v'nafsho moralo, that the soul was bitter. By Chana it says the bechinas begam ha-nefesh, begam ha-rotzen. There's begam ha-nefesh, which is begam ha-rotzen, because the rotzen is a nefesh. Kishreitzu devar taivo. But he wants a something which is a taivo. The ha-rotzen of begam moral nefesh. This desire is a begam and bitter for the nefesh. Now, when this person comes to the Chacham HaDoer with his nefesh and his rotzon, takes all the rotzonos, the loikate isom echod li echod b'devalas isom canal, and he gathers all of them. As he gathers all of them one by one in order to bring them up. Then he gathers also the rotzonos and the foshos which fell. It means he's to be misaken those that fell. Zeo b'chinas Aryeh, loshen leket, shemalaket moras ha-nefesh, and it began ha-nefesh, in b'somi, marotzen ha-tayv, shemalareyach tayv. He gathers all these together to bring them up. That's the first one, it's Aryeh shebenefesh. B'chinas shoyer shebenefesh, zeho oir ha-metzuchtzoch, shenitoysof ha-nefesh, machmas ha-kibut, sheneskabit, b'zori ha-nefesh. That's the oil, the clear, very clear oil that is added to the nefesh because of this gathering, the parts of the nefesh that are so scattered. The oz meir ha-nefesh b'yosef, then the nefesh has a greater light. Kikishe ha-rotzoin ein meir, when the rotzoin is not meir, doesn't give light, as I ha-nefesh v'chinas nefesh re'eva. Then it's a v'china of a nefesh re'eva, a nefesh that is hungry, meaning it lacks life. Because the main hunger is when the oil of light is missing. You were hungry despite the fact that you ate the mon. Why? We see proof that a person who is blind can never become that because he does not see what he eats. The same thing with the mon. They tasted every type of food in it. They tasted it, they couldn't see it. They felt the taste in it, but they didn't see the food. So therefore, Vayeri Vechel was a case of Nefesh Reva. Even though they had everything to eat, but still they were hungry. Because the main satisfaction to become satiated, Saveya, is because of the oil, the light which he sees with his eyes. The fact that he does not see, so his Nefesh is not filled. His desire is not fulfilled. Because the Gelsbasengel says it is better to sight to see the money by a rich man, it's better to see his cash rather than spend it and give it to for food, what he eats and he doesn't see anymore. So Mela, then we see that again that the sight is the main thing that's masbiya. When he makes his nefesh clear with this clear light, Azai v'nefesh le'evo milay toiv. The tchinas v'spiya v'tzach v'chayis nafshechat. And this nefesh le'evo, this hungry nefesh, becomes filled with toiv. The tchinas v'spiya, he'll make satisfied your nefesh v'tzach v'chayis with the very clear light. The tchinas shoy loshen estaklos. Shoy v'chinas loshen estaklos. But you'll be able to see better than the eol bida, the oir. That's the means that the nefesh becomes filled with this oir, it's meir. And it's Marayanayim Me'alach Nefesh. This nefesh becomes filled better with the sight of the eye. That's the second one. The third Veneshe Shebuchinas Nefesh. The third Chaya Neshe Ze HaChidush Nezchadesh HaNefesh Ba'al Yosef Buchinas Ibor. This is the Chidush the renewal of the nefesh becomes renewed when it goes up in a bechina of ibur, means to the form of rebirth, sort of. The bechina of neshe is the inyan of ibur, of renewal. Tischadesh kaneshe neyurechi, that your youth should become renewed like a neshe, just like the neshe, a certain type of a neshe who has a nature that his wings fall off and he renews, he gets into wings every 10 years. That's how too you find the renewal. We see the fact that the word neshe, the inyan of renewal, chidash nefesh. Fourth one, the odom sheba nefesh, the bechinas by he odom la nefesh chayo. There's an inyan of nefesh, odom in nefesh, odom nefesh chayo. Ki odom bechinas miskini vasiri. Odom are two kinds of bechinas, miskini, poor, vasiri, and the rich. Meshikosu. Nas odom bin salmenu. Let us make a person b'tzalmeinu, which is asiri, the rich. Kidmuseinu, maskini. Like our four, maskini means poor. There's two kinds of odom. Ukishna slaktu hanafoshes. When the nafoshes are gathered, as I hain b'vichinas, odom, then they have v'china of odom, nafshes g'daylas u'ktanes, v'vichinas miskini v'asiri. Poor and rich. What are the two kinds of odom? The Zohar Kodesh says, when the neighbors say we must create an Odom, it must be both. Because that's the Odom HaSholim. The rich means Mashpia, the one who gives. The poor means Mekabel, the one who receives. Which means, in other words, the Dukhra and the Nukva. The Nukva is Mekabel, the Dukhra Zohar is Mashpia. That means Odom. So you have these two kinds of Odom in the Nefesh. The Ruach HaChayez Bo Eifanim. It says the Ruach of these Chayez are in the Eifanim. These four. The Eifanim hein ha-gufin. Eifanim ha-guf, yikar po le-seihen shal ha-gufin, hein ha-yelamin ha-chayin sheb-nefesh. Which the main uvda, the main work, the main accomplishment of the guf is only through the chiyus that the nefesh gives it. Which ha-nefesh mare po le-seh ha-yidei ha-guf. The nefesh shows out its deeds through the organs of the body. The ein la-guf, shum tnua atzmiyus, the guf has no movement by itself, ha-kayi de-kachas ha-nefesh. All the moments of the good come to the Kayach of the Nefesh. These are the four Ruchais, the four Chayas, Sheb and Nefesh, which are in the Efanim, in the Guf. Then we have the Kisei and other Meshavah Kisei. Kisei Shebuchinas Nefesh, who Nefesh Echacham Shinas Kasa. The Kisei in this case is the Nefesh of the Chacham, which is covered. The Bechinas Yekorim Ibninim. Kvashadash Chazal, the Mazazan Saitan, Mekayin Godel, Shenichnas Lefnevel Lefnim. The Taita is more precious, the Chacham, the Talmud Chacham, the Taita is more precious than Pninim, than the Kain Godlo goes, more precious than the Kain Godlo goes, Lefnei v'Lefnim, where he is covered. It means going to the depth where he is hidden. He machma shenefesh ha-Chacham hu yokor. Of course, the nefesh of the Chacham is so precious, hu niskaseh, Lefnei v'Lefnim. He is covered completely, inside. Mechol ha-Nefosha is nas and levushin etzlo. The nefesh of the Chacham takes our act as a levush for this nefesh of the Chacham. The ha'odom ha'yeshiva ha'kisei, the odom which is on top of this, who datoi shel ha'chacham. That's the das of the Chacham ha'seichel. Ki gam b'loi das, nefesh loi toiv. That's the main thing. Without the das, then the nefesh is not complete. What completes this? The odom ha'yeshiva ha'kisei. That means the das of the Chacham. That's the four chayas and the nefesh and the kisei yeshiva ha'kisei v'nefesh.